Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that's Kevin Pollak. What's up? Hello? But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kakowski. Kakao, how's the Christmas tree looking?
It's a towering 3 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
It's artificial.
Sure.
No trees were killed. Carla put it all together. I think we put it up the first day of November. So it's been up for a while.
I feel
like we couldn't wait till the day after Thanksgiving.
Nice. Because Thanksgiving was so late, I refused to wait till after Thanksgiving. Also, damn it. Don't rob me out of a couple of weeks of, but it sounds like at 3 feet, not much plastic was harmed in the process either.
No, that's good too. So yeah. The ice caps can stay put.
Appreciate you. Now please welcome Caroline Cotter. Cotter as in Potter as in pooper. What was a favorite childhood Christmas gift and why?
A gift is, well, I'll tell you one that wasn't. So
sure.
What is a gift?
Because I don't remember anything, which means that maybe gifts are pointless. But one Christmas, I accidentally squirted this like medicated face wash directly into my eye.
Sure.
And I like burned 90% of my cornea.
Sure.
So I was spent the whole Christmas morning like crying, and my siblings were like, "Caroline's such a fucking bitch. She's ruining Christmas for us."
You were 19?
Yeah, this happened this year when I was 19. I'm 19 years old, so yeah.
You look older than 19.
Thank you. Yeah, I get that a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, there's Mark Gagliardi.
Where?
Marcus of Gagliardis. What was a typical Christmas morning like in your childhood?
Typical Christmas morning when I was a kid was we would get up at like, we would set alarms to see who could get up the earliest because we wanted to get down there. And it was like, there was one year I remember I set the alarm for 4 a.m. And I went downstairs at 4 a.m. and just started playing with toys. And my mom came down the stairs and just looked at me and she was like, you've gone too far.
Yeah.
And she sent me back upstairs to which is torture because you're sitting there thinking about the toys that you know are down there. You've already opened at 4 a.m. with no one else around in the dark.
Yeah.
From then on out, it was more like, oh, maybe I should make this about the family and less about the presents.
That reminds me of a Santa outing in my childhood. We were so reformed. We were practically Catholic, so my parents couldn't explain why we couldn't have a Christmas tree. So in fact, we did. And at 4 a.m., I went down to check on Santa, and there was Pops with a scotch in his hand. He's, "Get back to your room!" as he's wrapping up the last few gifts.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker for a 4.5-year-old. But anyway, and now it's Chris Alvarado time. See, Master Rado, how are you at wrapping gifts?
I'm not as good as I want to be, but damn if I don't try hard.
Yeah.
Really, I really want to make this look good, and I can't get it tight enough.
That's right.
The fold is always a little like bubbly.
Yep.
And then I put it on its side and I shove the box down to get the tightness on the bottom. Might work, but now I got this one up here and it's a bummer because I really try so hard.
I think the fine folks who make the wrapping paper know this about us and the paper's designed so that it'll never be perfectly tough.
But let's be honest though, you pay a little more,
yep.
you get a better paper.
Yeah, that is true.
You get the little lines. It's a little thicker. It kind of holds the crease a little more, you know?
That's ooh, right.
You better watch yourself. I'm getting nuts on Christmas, baby. I'm getting nuts.
Oh, no.
And last but a lump of Col Stratton, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Peppermint patty breath. How did you do that again?
Honestly, it was a cosmetic surgery. So it wasn't, and I did it myself, and it's really simple, and anyone can do it at home. You get a whole bunch of peppermint sticks, you melt them down, and you're going to want to get two to six dozen syringes, because you're going to need to like inject it like several times over the course of as many days as it takes.
Somewhere between two and six dozen?
Yeah, and it's not as bad as it sounds. You're going to have to inject it into the really soft tissue in the back of your throat.
I think it sounds great.
And
then
you're just going to have to just keep pumping it in there, keep pumping it in there. And this is what got me. You're going to think it's pus that's forming. It's not.
It's not. It's too early for pus.
Exactly, because there's nothing infected.
No.
And you might have trouble swallowing. You might have trouble breathing, thinking. Uh-huh. But don't worry. That all that stuff just kind of goes out the window once like that sweet, sweet peppermint flavor is just... Craig is saying 24
Let's
to 70
do a damn show. Craig is kind enough to do the math for us in the chat space. All of our seed suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our lovely Patreon VIPs. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of what's happening right the fuck now, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Speaking of which, there is now a podcast called Alchemy That.
We have to mention that.
It's not just on Reddit. Yeah, it's not. It's no longer on Reddit anymore, or just. It's full blownsies. I listened to the first episode, and I got to be honest, it was helpful. It was helpful.
Yeah. Good notes. Good notes.
I didn't know certain things about myself that I now know.
Oh, wow.
And I would recommend that for each and every damn one of you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and also, I think it's comprised of just Alchemaniacs. So there's literally nothing we can do to shut it down. So let's make it a positive thing. if you'd like to submit a scene via old-time email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com. No, Craig, you said it wrong.
It's weird. Scene one comes from Luca, who wrote, and yes, this was pulled for today's cast, Joey and Caroline play a couple of genies playing a complicated and elaborate game of scissors, paper, rock. Yeah, I don't think that's how it's described. Thanks, Luca! Wow.
All right, okay. Now listen. Is that you? Is that you, Wispies? Or is that my Wispies?
Huh? It's my Wispies.
All right, get them off of me, all right?
I can't control them. You know that my Wispies have their own brain? And they can do whatever they want.
You have some of the weirdest wishies I've ever seen in my life. They wished for that. That's
insane. They're wispies. They're not wishies. I think you're referring to your own wishies.
No, I'm saying your wishies. People that you granted wishes for. I know what they're called.
Yeah,
I'm saying
I call them wishes. I call them wishes. Why would I call them wishes?
You're not understanding what I'm saying.
That's what you call them.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying that the people you granted wishes for are really weird. You got a weird energy about you. And then you just attract these people who just like make these really weird wishes.
I am a genie that is in a toilet. Okay. So the kind of people that find me. Yeah, but I'm in the top tank. I'm in the top tank. You're in the bottom tank. So the kind of people that find me are people who are exclusively trying to do double deckers, upper deckers.
They're just trying to look. They're pooping in both of us. All right. They're pooping in both of our little cages here. All right.
Yeah. I'll be right out.
I'm just saying there are lines forming out here.
Yep. Doing all I can, buddy.
Every other, it's the only, it,
oh,
it's the
I
only stall that's open.
Would just die.
Look, man, we know it's the only stall, okay? Can you just relax? Because you're stressing me out.
I just really, I'm sorry. Can you get 6 feet away from me, please? I'm standing here in this line. I'm standing here in this line. I'm waiting to get into this bathroom. He's been in there for God knows how long. I don't even know what's going on in this toilet. I'm being pressed from people behind me.
He would just die.
I told you.
Oh, God.
What's happening?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Shot out of the stall.
I went into his ass. I'm in his butt.
Why are you in the stall? What's happening? How'd you get in?
I am a genie. And I have to tell you something else that my coworker accidentally shot up your asshole. So he's possessing your rectum.
Fine. I have a question
That's
for you.
That's fine with you?
But I have a real quick question.
Yeah.
Are you affecting a voice right now? Or do you normally talk?
No, this is what I think genies sound like. Does it sound like I'm doing a voice?
I'm just saying you don't have to try that hard. You appeared in this bathroom stall and that's
impressive.
Okay,
yeah, I'm a genie. I have childhood traumas. People didn't believe me.
Okay, follow up on the dude up my ass. What's happening now?
So my coworker.
I have two genies?
Yes.
Ho!
My my coworker Gene is the bottom tank genie, and he shot. You must have an extra large butthole because he shot right up there when he was supposed to just come out of the stall. And we're gonna do a whole thing to ask kind of who you want to have grant your wish.
Genies into my office now!
Oh my gosh, it's, some of it is still in my hair.
It's, do you know disgusting. Why you're here today?
We probably did something wrong, but can you tell this gene to take a shower or something first? I don't know why I'd immediately come here.
We probably did something wrong is right, Boober. Boober. Boner. Yeah. Yep. You two are not doing a great job being genies. Now, I don't have to tell you that, do I?
No, will you put us in the toilet? What do you expect? My dad was from that lamp that they found in
Don't mention your father. Your father was the greatest genie. And then you came along, Boober, and ruined his name. I have a very special assignment for one of you.
I'll do it.
Okay, that's not how that works.
You have to wait till he finished asks a question, then you can buzz in.
Thank you. Now, there's a new lamp. Well, it's an old lamp.
Wait.
I
thought you said nude lamp. And I got right,
what's
excited.
What's a nude lamp? Just like Boober, the color nude?
Boober, I don't know. Please let me finish. There's a lamp, a very famous lamp.
I'll do it.
But the I haven't finished. But the genie inside has expired. You know how it goes. If, yes?
So I have it.
No. Did you just give it to her?
Okay. No, you know how it goes. If nobody rubs a lamp for 200 years, the genie inside dies. So there's a vacancy. Shit. One of you is leaving the toilet.
Is that
going
true?
In.
I didn't know that. Holy shit. I did not know that. That never has come up for us because people use the toilet and the Red Lobster all the time.
So one of you will be promoted.
Year 199. Day 364. I've got one day left. Where is this lamp? I don't know where it is. Clearly, this is, they told me this would happen. And look, I just want to tell all my genie family how much I love them. Oh, why won't somebody rub my lamp?
Hey, look at that lamp.
Wait.
Look at this one. Yeah.
I hear a voice.
You see that lamp over there?
It's beautiful.
I hear a voice.
We got too many lamps. I don't think
yes,
we need
I'm
that
inside.
Lamp.
I'm inside. Please rub it.
Honey, grab that lamp. Put it in the cart. Maybe we'll take it.
In the cart.
I'll grab it with these tongs.
Daddy, why do you keep
Don't touch it with the tongs. Touch it with your hands, with your human hands.
Oh, there's why another lamp over here.
Can you hear me? I can grant you three wishes.
Look at that lamp there.
Oh, Daddy, God. Mommy, why are you calling it a lamp? There's no light bulb.
Oh, you what? Dumb kid. Listen, all right?
It's an old-fashioned Arabian lamp, you fucking idiot. Just rub it. Touch it. Touch it with
you
your hands.
You know what? Maybe our son is right.
So, one of you two will be inhabiting this lamp. Now, Wait, I haven't finished.
I'll do it.
No, it's not how that works. The good news is it has been moved to a location. It is now in a home goods. So that's positive for both of you, or one of you.
I don't know. I kind of got used to the toilet.
Yeah.
All right.
So what you're telling me is you were just minding your own business in this bathroom stall.
That's what I'm telling you.
And this dead body sitting out here in front of the stall is only there and dead because you wished that it would die and a genie showed up and killed this guy. Is that what you're telling me here? That's what you're telling me? Look through that mirror right there that we both know ain't a mirror and tell those people what you just told me.
Detective, did you find any sort of weapon at the scene?
I, you know what? No, I did not find a weapon. We've been trying to figure that out. That I can't for the life of me figure out how you killed this guy right here in the middle of a public bathroom with a whole queue 6 feet apart.
You ever just look through this little two-way mirror and think to yourself, like, man, what if they could see us? You know what I mean? Wow.
You mean if the people on the other side of the mirror can see us?
Yeah, you ever just look through that mirror and just go, man. What if they what if they could see us? Yeah.
I think they can. Or? No, I think they can if they look close enough.
No, you see, no, you can't.
Go no, on the can't. Other side. Go on the other side of the mirror.
There's a guy getting interrogated right now. Bro. Okay,
well, at when he...
Detectives in my office. In my office. You two in my office. Hey, what honestly, the fuck's I'll going on?
Huh?
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 What yeah, the fuck? I didn't... We were bored, so we were okay. having a conversation. Nothing interesting was happening on the other side.
What do you... This is an active investigation. What do you mean nothing interesting's going on? We're trying to figure out who killed that person. And you two are talking about how if the mirror is see-through or not? Jesus well, no, Christ.
That's not
you
what know, we were saying. That's yeah. not what we were saying. That's the conversation.
I was saying actually, Chief, like, what if they could see us?
Okay, you know? Listen. Your father, Chief, was, a, your father said, was a great cop. Your father was a great cop. God rest his soul.
And my just, dad?
Yeah, your dad. Oh, you're saying your dad? Not great.
Well, Detective, you were right to call in a forensic proctologist. I took a look in there, and there's no evidence of a genie currently in there, but there was a genie at some point because
wait,
there's...
You're telling me the genies are real?
Look, I don't know how, you know. I don't know whether it was a lower deck genie or an upper deck genie, but a genie shot into that guy's asshole and granted him three wishes.
My God, we got somebody in there sitting in a jail cell, ain't done nothing wrong. He's been telling the truth this whole time.
Look, and we gotta arrest that genie.
How do you arrest the genie?
You ever just be in the lab here and just look at all the different, like, I guess, like, fluids and stuff and think, like, what if they could see us? I think that
and that is scene one. Oh my God. Somebody stop him before he kills again. Scene two comes from our newest patron VIP. Well, she was newest when this was written. Oops. And might need some help on the pronunciation of the name. C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E. Calliope?
Calliope.
Sure. Who wrote, "Hello there, my dear alchemist. I hope I am directing this to the right place. I have been a bit out of the loop lately, fighting aliens and rescuing princesses and all that." Huh. Legit. You know, all in a day's work. But today I bring you a scene suggestion. It is wedding day for our bride, but unbeknownst to her future spouse. But wait, what? It is wedding day for our bride, but unbeknownst to her future spouses, several will be showing up to marry her. Ha.
Oh.
I'm exhausted.
Wow.
The problem, none of them are aware of each other. Yeah, well, sure. Sending you big hugs from North Arizona. Love, Calliope.
You look stunning. You
what?
Look just...
No, I look like a fucking bitch.
No, you don't. You look so... Stunning, you look so good. I wish it was my wedding day. My wedding day.
Stop. I told you my one request for my wedding is that you would not sing. I know you're a Broadway star. You have an amazing voice. But I just, please, this is about me. And if you start singing, everyone's going to fall in love with you.
Of course. Okay. I'm so sorry. But it's just like, it makes me, every time I'm so happy. This is such a big day. Oh my God. And Tyler, oh my God, what a gem. What a gemmy gem.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Like if I was mining out some like North Dakota mine and I found him and I found this opal of Tyler, I would keep it. I would hold it. I'd hold that gem.
Tiffany. You can't get excited.
Look, there they are. My best man. Oh, you both decided to wear tuxes as well. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, we're here. You know, it's, we're here. We're all the best man, right? Yeah.
It's a big day, bro.
It's big a big day. Big day for all three of us.
For all, I know. Yeah. This couldn't have happened better, to be honest. In a better way, us three.
I know.
God.
I'm just glad. I'm just happy to say you guys. I'm really happy you guys are here with me on this day. I gotta say, it's really sweet of you both to be here.
And I wouldn't have ever done this without my two best buds
right behind me.
God. The trifecta.
Yeah, the trifecta. Hey, nothing's going to change. You know, nothing's going to change.
Nothing's
going to change. We're going to stay the same dudes we always were, even if, you know, I've got a little bit of, you know, I've got other things on my mind now, but I always got you two guys on my mind. Just
we're still going to get together every Tuesday for Clue.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, can I run just like one line of my vows by you real quick?
Your vows?
Yeah, vows. Sure, man. That seems weird. A little
unusual.
That's,
okay.
That's dramatic.
What do you mean? What's unusual about that?
I am so sorry to interrupt the groom, but it seems that the several cards are here for you. I guess that this is just for you to choose from. We have a Lexus limo, a Hummer limo, and a motorcycle limo. What? So I don't know which one you want. Keep up front. But,
hey, okay, thank you, Carleone, is this where all the grooms are meeting up?
The what?
The grooms.
I was
told this was the groom's
room.
Oh, man, Tyler, did you guys pull a prank? Is this a prank?
Who did this?
Who did this to me specifically? Who did this?
Are you asking me who did this?
Cool lasso. Okay, look at this. This is funny.
Wow, are those Ed Chaps and everything?
Well,
I'm here to catch my little lady and make her my own. Well, what about this little Italian fella? What's his story?
Don't call him that.
Well, okay.
He runs the car service that's going to take us to the church.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, We're currently somewhere else.
Going to the chapel.
And we're going to get married.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's
so funny. You're getting married on the same day that you know, this is happening.
Yep, I'm here to make my Debbie Sue my own, and I'm damn happy to be here.
Wait, Debbie Sue is my bride.
Debbie Sue's my bride.
You're not referring to Deborah Susan, are you? Because that's my bride.
I mean, it's a formal name I would Debbie never Sue. Use.
What'd you say? Wait, Giuseppe, what?
Wait, the Italian said what?
I'm a dating a Debbie Sue.
This fucking Italian.
Okay, so... when I go out there, I just need you to hold my train. Okay. And then we're going to wait. We did this at the rehearsal dinner yesterday. We had to run it 10 times. You did it wrong every time. So this time, just please do it right. The wedding starts in 5 minutes. He's going to show up and yeah, that's going to be kind of get married.
There's like a whole bunch of dads or something.
Can you please
like crowding
not also-
the entranceway?
Okay. Can you also not call me DS, please? Because that makes me sound like a gaming system, and I don't like that. Okay.
Okay.
Honey, I'm just so goddamn proud of you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dad.
This is going to be beautiful. I'm so proud of my little girl.
Thank you, Dad. Dad, can you go sit in the church?
Yeah. I'll be right there.
Is that my little girl in there? Is that my little girl in there?
Who is this guy?
I'm just so proud of my daughter, Debbie Sue.
My daughter is Deborah Susan.
Wait, you're Deborah Susan's father?
Yes, I am. Debbie.
What a coincidence. I'm Debbie Sue's father.
My little girl, my stepdaughter,
Debbie Sue.
Guys, who the hell is this guy?
Sorry, guys, I should have explained this. You all are fathers to me, okay? In different ways throughout my life. The little Italian, my biological father, my other biological father, and...
Wait, what?
Do. Oh, my God. Let me get out there. He is. They're not hitting me the key right. Let me get out there.
Stop it.
Everyone, hold on. I'm sorry.
But the piano guy needs to understand that he has to hit the note right. Like this. My wedding day.
She's beautiful.
My wedding day.
Here comes a bride.
Dance in my face and I'll fire a little bow.
What is going on? Debbie, she does not want this kind of music. She wants something traditional, something organic, something cauliflower.
What are you, Tiffany Childers from Broadway?
What are you guys doing up here on the altar?
Cowboy man.
Have you decided to be my best man or something?
Well, I thought you were the entertainment. This whole cowboy thing is real? What is happening here?
No, I'm the one here to marry Debbie Sue. Come on.
Hold on. We can't all be here to marry Debbie Sue. That don't add up. That matters.
Why don't we ask her?
Fine.
I am a
here she comes. Here she comes. She's coming down the aisle.
Everybody stand up. Stand up.
Oh, oh God damn it. I'm so proud.
Oh, so there's my beautiful little girl. I love that little girl.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
My it's wedding day.
Tiffany,
shut up. Tiffany, shut up. Wait, I just need to stop the wedding for 1 second. Tiffany, shut up. Okay? If you don't stop singing, which thank you, you already have, but I was going to threaten you more, but thank you for stopping. Everyone, this is my day. It's not about a Broadway star, okay?
Thank Deb you. Sue, it's all about you, darling. Get on up here.
Thank you. Okay. Debbie, oh my God. Oh my God, you're all on here.
Yeah. What's going on, Deb?
Oh my God, this is so awkward. Guys, and to the whole wedding, I'm so sorry, everybody that came here.
Stop the music!
Tiffany, if you say one more word, I'm going to cut your head off.
That's my girl!
Thank you.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
That's my girl up there. So, so goddamn proud of her.
Talking about my girl!
Yeah, crazy, another homicide here. Cut a woman's head off. You ever think they can see us through the glass, they could also hear us? You ever think that?
Well, no, I don't think that because they can do both. It's not a soundproof, vision-proof wall.
Go over there. They're not going to be able to hear.
Okay, fine. What do you want me to do? Scream in front of it?
No. They're interrogating that bride in there. You can't just go in there and just do it right now. But
excuse me, I'm the forensic proctologist. Do you think there is were there any ass-related elements to this murder?
It was like just a clean head cut off.
Yeah. Also, I thought you were on unpaid leave because you said everything was ass related.
I am. just when I think I'm out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. What do you do on paid leave? Do you just go to movies or?
You know, I just got a big wall of crazy and I just try to solve unsolved ass crimes.
Now, what does that mean when you say big wall of crazy? Because I have something specific in my head, but that I've never heard it quite like that before.
There's a lot of strings connected to other strings, you know. I think there's a guy out there and he's related to every ass crime that's gone unsolved over the last 50 years.
Wow.
Anyway, so the...
hey, fellas. Obviously, Debbie might be doing some real time.
Yeah.
I was thinking...
We break her out.
What's up?
You were thinking we break her out.
No, I wasn't.
We could this cowboy is growing motorcycle. On me, though.
I could back could up my horse and we could motorcycle. Pull the wall down.
And we could, exactly.
I'd like to make an accusation.
Sure.
Sorry.
Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the lead pipe.
That's incorrect.
Fuck!
Anyway.
You know, it's pretty cool that we all got to use the honeymoon suite, huh? You know, it's fun.
Geppetto, what are you still doing here, by the way?
I mean, I was dating her. I feel like I have some attachment, you know?
Yeah. You know, I feel like I've really grown close to you two guys, and you guys should join us in the trifecta.
Wait, whoa.
Oh, but then
Quintfecta. Oh, man. I mean, yeah.
Hey, guys, I did order us a little treat.
Keep talking.
Wait, you might know her from Broadway fame. Ladies and gentlemen, here she
you
is.
You didn't.
Oh, my. Hello.
Tiffany. Oh, my God.
What, they sewed her head back up?
I had that scene, too.
I always forget who's murdered and things.
That short-term memory is a motherfucker, isn't it? Scene 3 comes from Chance, who wrote, "Hey, all, even though I stopped being a Patreon, doesn't mean I broke up with y'all. Anyway, my scene suggestion is this. The blob falls out of space and attacks a gym."
Huh. You read these, right, Kevin? Kevin, you read these before you.
Somebody texted you these immediately? That's insane.
This just came in. The guy who was cleaning the pool dropped this note under the door, and I thought I'd read it.
Big fan.
Fucked.
I really this is all being reviewed as well by well, another podcast?
If that's okay. what this is. Yeah. Oh, wait, we're going to feel great. My daughter, she's six. Help me with the location. Thanks for all the laughs, Chance. Wow. Oh, great. We just
that's sweet.
Crapped all over a six-year-old's dreams.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hey, son, I told you the gym's closed. It's 3 a.m. You've been in here for 9 hours. Go home to your family.
Family, my ass. The gym is my family.
No, your family's your family, Bryce. I know your family. They're good people. And they miss you.
Well, I don't miss them.
Bryce. Bryce, you can cry at the gym.
I don't cry. I sweat out of my eyes.
Bryce, we all know. We know what your family's been through. We know what you've been through. Put the damn dumbbells down, dumbbell.
Why?
Because.
So can't get big?
No, I'm quite small. In fact, I'm the smallest person ever to walk through those doors. Those tiny doors next to the full-size doors that they made just for me. Thanks for reminding me. But you know what, Bryce? I got a big heart, and I think hidden somewhere underneath all that muscle, you got a big heart, too. And your family misses that big heart. So why don't you get back home to them? Read the story of the prodigal son in the Bible, and then head back home to your family.
Stop preaching religion at the gym, all right?
I'm not preaching anything. I'm just over here mopping. Why, I'm the one with this giant mop at my height, I'll have no idea.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Bryce? Bryce, what is this on me?
Oh my god!
Bryce, what has landed on me?
Oh my god, tiny janitor! No!
Bryce, it's eating me slowly!
Oh god! What the fuck?
Go see your family!
Hey, fuck you, sick snot ball! I'm gonna kick your ass!
Well, that's weird that the door's locked at 6 a.m. I have a hotbox yoga class with Curtis.
Oh, I'm in the same hotbox class.
Are you taking that hotbox class?
I'm taking the hotbox boxing class.
Yoga class. Yeah. Yeah, the yoga and boxing. Yeah,
Yes.
Curtis is amazing, isn't he?
Curtis is so good. Wait, isn't it weird also that the door's locked and there's just this like kind of goo coming out from under the doors?
I see that. There's like a goo. Yeah.
I wonder if that's like a...
So I guess in a lot of ways, you and I are similar, you know? I mean, I have a family that I don't see much.
Right. No, I understand what you're saying, sure. I mean, I haven't seen my family in a while. Yeah. So,
I gotta say, I was very surprised when I killed this... this weightlifter here that you were living inside of him. I gotta be honest. That was surprising.
He's got quite an anal canal, ain't shitting you. Now,
I don't know what
that you get
means.
Three wishes, Mr. Blob. Anything you want. No restrictions. No parameters. Three wishes.
I wish I wasn't a drippy blob thing. I wish I looked like actor Tom Cruise. I don't really know any actors.
No, it's good. It was good that you thought about it for a moment. So you don't want to be drippy and blobby. You want to be in the shape of Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Okay, but before we send you to Earth, you are going to have to be accustomed with Earth pop culture.
I already am.
Okay, well, tell us what you know.
All right, I know.
Because you're going to have to fit in.
Yeah, no, of course. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, that's a TV show.
Okay, good. Current.
There was an adaptation of Aladdin at Disneyland. I know that.
All right, that's going to come up a lot, sure.
And Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Okay.
I felt pretty good there.
Okay. I'm going to start you on the Mission Impossible series.
Red light! Green light!
Okay. Now, I have these little blobs over here playing red light, green light.
They're cute.
So they can fit in with childhood games.
Oh, yes, yes. Can I ask you one question? What is your favorite piece of human pop culture?
Well, probably James Joyce's Ulysses.
Is that very popular down there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We just stop bringing him up. We're having a nice dinner without him.
I just don't understand. He's been gone for days, and none of us want to go look for him or call the police. I'm not the one being crazy here. You are.
If I'm crazy, then tell me why all these strings touch each other, huh? If what? These strings didn't touch, then how nuts so am I. What now, goddamn, pass the salami and give me the jam.
What are you talking about?
Bing bong.
I'll get it. Excuse me.
Your excuse.
Here's your excuse. Fucking jam. Here's your jam.
God damn it on my goddamn shirt.
Hi, sorry.
Where's the salami?
Evening, ma'am.
Your chair! Sorry.
I realize I may have come at a bad time now.
Yeah, you came right at dinner time. We also have a sign on the door that says we're having dinner, but you're here. I opened the door. What is it?
Right, no, I appreciate that.
Damn, salami has hair on it. Who the fuck is this?
No, I put it under your chair, and you haven't vacuumed the carpet because our fucking cat shed. So what do you expect? I'm so sorry.
Oh, your cat.
I'm so sorry.
Not my cat. I didn't want this fucking cat.
Sir, can you take three steps back, please? I'm trying to have a conversation with the woman.
Buddy, you're on my property. What do you mean, me take three steps back?
He's technically not selling? On our property until he's in our house because we could not afford the land directly outside the door, so he can stay there.
If you're selling Bibles, we got enough. We don't need them.
Let me formally introduce myself. I'm Detective Rogers, and I've got a report about your son.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have a report about our son. Have you seen him? He was last seen at the gym. What
your
is
son,
it?
Your son, Bryce. Is that right?
Yes, Bryce is our son.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not great news. It seems he's been enveloped.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Do you mind if it's not great news? Can you sing it?
Sure.
I agree. It'll make it. It'll make this,
the blow.
Yeah, it'll make the pill go down smoother.
Oh, well, you always bring up pills. You always fucking bring up
I'm
pills.
I'm addicted to pills. Why else do you think I bring it up? I got pills on the brain.
Sir, again, if you could take two steps back, and then I'll commence the singing. I just need you to take two steps back, please. All right? Thank you.
Yes.
Bryce was enveloped by a big old friggin' glob of stuff from outer space. We believe it came through the roof of the gym bag.
I'm so sorry. When you said you were going to sing it, I thought it would be to a recognizable tune or something like that. But when you just
also
kind of
thought it was going to rhyme.
Yeah, when you made it up, it made it more confusing. But did I hear this right, or was just your singing so bad that I heard that Bryce was swallowed by a blob from space?
Well, ma'am, I believe I used the word enveloped. Because we're not sure he was, in fact, consumed. But he is covered in there somewhere. Anywho, I've got six of my best men and women chasing down this blob at present.
You don't have to patronize me, sir. You don't have to patronize me. I don't care if women are serving on the police force. Okay, you don't have to specify the genders of the people.
Just whoever's the best to have them.
Whoever is the best.
One of them's actually trans. I didn't even mention that.
Who cares? Who cares?
We don't care.
Well, I promise you, they care.
So you're saying that the goo from the blob went into every orifice of Bryce. So you're going to need me on this case.
You know what? You got us there. You can go in, find it. He's on the slab, just on the other side of that door. Go on, do what you got to do. But look. I got to warn you, this. Once a thing has been enveloped by a blob and then spud out like that, it's pretty gruesome in there.
Look, I've seen a lot. I'm an FP. I have a theory that the guy who's been committing all these ass-related crimes for the past 50 years is from space.
Damn it, Jim. Is this your string thing again?
Yes. Yes, it's all connected.
Oh, you've been saying it's all connected for 20 years almost now. Come on.
Just go in there, get your goo in his ass, and get out.
Okay.
Hi there. This is a nice Starbucks. I'm Tom Cruise. Can I have one hot coffee, please?
Holy shit. Holy shit. It's oh my gosh, Tom. Holy shit.
Am I not doing this right?
Holy shit.
Okay.
Pardon me. I'm sorry. Jimmy, get out from behind the counter. We've had this conversation before. You don't work here. Sir, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise. I would like a hot coffee.
Yeah, I thought I recognized you. What kind of coffee would you like, Mr. Cruise?
Hot, please.
All right. We've got, let's see what we've got. Sumatra, Christmas blend, and Pike's.
TMZ breaking news. We have video footage showing Tom Cruise inside a Starbucks in Manhattan with no bones. Looks like Tommy Cruise has gotten all blobby. I wonder how this is going to affect filming of Mission Impossible 12.
Yeah, what's going on? He looks like he's about 400 pounds.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry. I agree, guys. I was just working over there. What the heck? What a freak.
I hope they're following COVID protocols in that Starbucks, right?
Am I
right?
I hope. In other news, let's see.
We're not riffing.
Captain, it's not going as well as I thought. Where did you reference Ulysses? No, I didn't. People are making fun of me physically.
You moved, you're out. It was red light and you moved.
Keep the game going.
Fuck you.
I didn't realize
fuck you.
Humans were so mean.
Well, they are, but they could also be very kind. Every emotion known in the universe is on that planet.
That's what you keep saying.
And if you were more familiar with the full range of pop culture, you'd see that.
I'm just here for one mission, to find love.
You ever think that these strings here actually connect to something? Maybe they actually do say something?
Well, I think if they connected, we would be able to read the words. Like, they would make letters.
What?
If the strings like actually connected and said something, wouldn't we be able to read it, or wouldn't it just make sense?
I meant like they're sick. What the hell was that?
Sounds like a cat in a bag or something. Or
that's
like
not
a
problem, you know. So these strings, you know, like they're just like really. They're talking to me.
Do you know about silence? You know, you don't have to fill every second of when it's quiet between us with talking. The things that come out of your mouth sometimes seem like thoughts.
I mean, isn't everything you say a thought? I mean,
no.
Everything.
Excuse me. Keep it. I'm Tom Cruise, and I'm getting a real emotion sense from this area. Do you two love each other?
I don't think we tried it.
I need you to be honest.
Yeah,
be honest with me, because I'm trying to calibrate my emotions now. Is there love in this room?
I don't think so. I mean, we weren't compatible sexually and emotionally, also not compatible.
I mean, I think the opposite. I was totally. I mean, I'm 100% on board. I have since the chief put us together. So.
And that's what, as a woman on the police force, with a man on the police force, it's kind of, these things kind of happen sometimes. And I know with you as like a man, Tom Cruise, it's kind of like maybe you and Katie Holmes is what I would maybe compare it to.
I mean, or maybe like all of us and Ulysses.
What?
Who? Hey, you're under arrest.
What? Wait, I'm Tom Cruise.
Get on the ground.
I'm human Tom Cruise.
Wait, this guy has no bones.
What the fuck? What the hell?
Call TMZ right now.
Wait, why would you do that? That's very mean. That's very mean.
Yeah, and I mean, he runs weird too. I mean, I've always thought he runs weird, but he looks really weird trying to run to the police there.
Can we just please eat dinner and you not talk about work?
And what's going on with that waiter over there?
I don't know. I don't
What's up with his hair?
I don't know. I don't know. Look.
Hi, sorry. Did you want something else here? I heard you point at me.
You heard him point at you?
I'd love Brad and Jen to get back together.
I meant from the restaurant.
Oh, from the restaurant.
Yeah.
Just another round, I think.
Oh my God, you had enough, Kent.
Soup?
Another round of soup?
Soup and water? Okay.
Yes.
Kent, you've had enough.
Excuse me, folks. Sorry, I'm the manager here at this Red Lobster. Just want to let you guys know, the men's bathroom is just going to be out of order for a little while.
Really? Why is that?
There appears to have been either a genie or a homicide.
We might have a TMZ scoop.
I probably should not have mentioned that to someone from TMZ. Forget that I said anything.
Where's my lobster bisque?
Brandon, did you go table to table and tell people there was a homicide?
I did. I'm the assistant manager. Okay. So when there's a situation that arises, I feel like it's something I need to take care of.
Brandon, you're really overstepping what your responsibilities and priorities here. Okay?
Look, I had this badge made. This says junior assistant detective now. So not only am I assistant manager, I'm also an assistant detective. And look, I have all this string. I'm just going to put some of this up around the Red Lobster.
Hey, Brandon, sweet, man.
Thank, man. Yeah. Oh, hey, Mike, grab this thread. Put it over there, will you, while I got you.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, pal. And it all comes back to aliens. It's aliens, blob aliens. The forensic proctologist was right. Don't you understand?
Brandon, listen, I'm going to have to put you on paid leave, okay? I'm sorry.
Paid leave?
You're going to You're gonna have to calm down.
Brandon, what kind of restaurant is this?
It's a Red Lobster, but
right?
It's a Red Lobster.
But you're not fired or
no, I don't want to talk about it. I'm on paid leave
from the restaurant. Yeah, you said that. That's the beautiful part.
So look,
is this part of the COVID thing? I mean, you're still doing takeout orders, right?
They're still doing takeout orders. I'm not doing takeout orders.
So you've been furloughed.
Well, I am getting paid for it, but I guess I have.
Well, looking over your finances, you've gotten rid of 63 employees over the past 3 years, yet continue to pay them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've just decided these people are going on paid leave.
They're on paid leave. They need to cool off before they can come back to work.
Why not fire them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I never thought I could do that, honestly.
Also, all the lobsters in this tank are dead.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
So I'm the one who killed your son. But it was because I was looking for all of the human emotions here on your planet.
I'm so confused. I'm sorry. Tom Cruise shows up to my door and says he killed my son. My son's never met Tom Cruise. He doesn't want to be an actor. He doesn't want to be a Scientologist. He just like needs to work it out.
Where's the salami?
It's under your chair.
Mom!
Feed the fucking cat.
Mom!
How often was your son home?
Why are you asking me these questions? You said you killed my son, and now it sounds like you're about to go down like a bad parenting route, okay? I'm not a bad parent, okay?
Did he spend more time in the gym than he did here?
Yes!
Open up! It's the police!
The door's unlocked! The door's unlocked!
There's 5 men and 3 women here from the police.
Why would he specify that?
It's because he heard my voice. Can you open the door? You're close to do it. Ew.
I've been tracking you for years. You motherfucker. You've been getting at everyone's ass. I know it's you.
What are you going to do, arrest me?
Yeah. Yeah.
How will that look? Weird, crazy man arrests human Tom Cruise. You think people are going to be happy that you did that?
You keep saying you're Tom Cruise.
I can name all of his movies.
Okay. Go. Starting with Taps.
Taps.
Why did I give you taps?
So, now listen, Gabe, I love it. I think this is fantastic. Your memoirs are crazy, all right? Your years as a forensic proctologist, love it, love it. But look, I don't know if we're going to be able to adapt this, all right, into what? That. But I mean, look, True Detective's already got a writing squad, right? They're already doing their thing, all right? And I don't know if they're gonna take it. We can pitch it to him, baby. We can pitch it to him, baby, my sweet baby, baby.
Oh, get stuck. I don't want this to be a True Detective season.
Oh, what are you thinking of doing with it?
Well, look, we could fictionalize it, or we could go full docu-series, you know? Netflix? Isn't Netflix interested?
Oh, my sweet little baby. Maybe, my baby boy.
Stop touching my face.
Oh, Jesus. Jimmy, how many times? Please, you don't work at the agency anymore. Sorry about that, Jim.
Is he on paid leave?
That's our show for today. Paid leave to go. Let's thank Oliver Alchemist, shall we, in a particular order. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you. I love you. Mark, it's so fun to play with you. Caroline, so fun to play with you. So glad we get to spend a little time together.
It's lovely to see you.
And happy holidays to us all. Mark Gagliardi, thanks to you as well, good sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. You guys are awesome. This always makes me happy.
And where folks might look to find you and your wares?
At Mark Gags on Twitter and Blood and Treasure Season 2 coming up January.
January.
Yeah.
That's so fucking awesome. Chris-Alvarado.com. Is that what was left out of the conversation?
That's exactly what was left. That's Chris-Alvarado.com. Come stop by for some fun. Take some home to your family.
That's right. Don't forget the to-go bag. Thank you both. Caroline Cotter.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. Okay. Plans for the rest of the day?
I might try to find some chestnuts if anyone knows where I can get them. I'm trying to make some chestnuts.
I think TJ Maxx has them. They might be a little
old. TJ Maxx is chestnuts?
They might be a little old.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Craig, Caroline, where are you exactly? Are you
looking
in
for
LA?
Chestnuts? Yes, I moved.
Okay.
So that's why the background looks different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Still in LA, unfortunately.
Craig Kukowski, you're still in LA, unfortunately, as well, aren't you?
Yeah, as far as I know, I'm here for the long haul.
Damn us all, everyone.
Yeah.
How is the new December of Craigslist coming together?
We've watched 3 movies, haven't recorded one yet, but we got some time. It's 9 days till Christmas. So.
Fair enough. Fair enough, and thank you. Joey Greerman?
Yeah.
How's that new Instagram account working out?
I mean, so far, so good. Thanking people. Anyone who follows me gets a little thank you video because I do appreciate it.
And I mean, it's working. You seem to have 642,000 followers already, and you just started a week ago, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of thank yous. It's a lot. But I'm happy to take on that workload. I'm happy to take on that burden because you can find me at God Bless Chim Chum.
What is it really, like 300?
It keeps dropping. People keep unfollowing me. So, my negative.
Well, I've enjoyed every damn second of it, and please don't stop. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bean.
Bean.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that this is the time to be kind to one another, but it doesn't end at the what's happening with this mic. Oh, come on already, will you? you eat one mic. It doesn't end the end of the year. Please remember to be kind to each other and have each other's backs, damn it, in the new year. And wear a mask when you go outside, you son of a bitch. Until next time,
I'll be this.